I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Thunderstorms and strong winds are moving through the state today, knocking out power and adding time to commutes. The National Weather Service says a line of strong thunderstorms is moving east through early this evening. Sid King is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Any severe thunderstorms that occur could be capable of producing damaging wind gusts. There is a risk for some brief spin-up tornadoes. And also, some of these locally heavy storms are putting down some heavy rainfall and frequent lightning as well.
A Georgia lawmaker says new evidence supports claims that House Speaker David Ralston used his position to delay court proceedings for clients of his law firm. Buford Republican State Representative David Clark says an independent investigation shows Ralston used his legislative responsibilities nearly 1,000 times since becoming speaker in 2010 to benefit criminal defendants. Clark is calling for Ralston to step down as speaker. Ralston maintains he did not abuse his legislative powers. Well, Georgia is continuing to struggle with cases of hepatitis A and E. coli. According to the Georgia Health News, 31 new cases of hepatitis A were reported since last week. Health officials also say the number of Georgians hit by an E. coli outbreak has increased to 27, up from 17 a week ago. The CDC identified the probable cause of the E. coli as contaminated ground beef. The outbreak of hepatitis A, which is a highly contagious liver infection, has especially affected the Rome area of northwest Georgia, as well as Dalton, Augusta, and Fulton County. Two-thirds of the Georgia patients have been hospitalized. One Georgian has died from the disease. And the South Carolina Senate has voted to block state budget funding from being used to support offshore drilling. The move comes as Georgia lawmakers, including Governor Brian Kemp, have gone on record opposing drilling off the Georgia coast. The South Carolina amendment bans government entities from using state funds to approve licenses or permits associated with offshore drilling for oil or gas or for seismic testing off South Carolina's coast. The measure passed on Wednesday. And Georgia shrimpers have a shark problem.
They just attack your nets and they eat holes everywhere in them, you know, and there's nothing you can do to get rid of them.
Find out how new research on how sharks see and sense what's around them could help. That story Monday on Morning Edition as GPB's Wild Georgia series continues. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves lost their third straight game to the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday, final score 4-1. The Braves kick off a weekend series with the Indians tonight in Cleveland. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.